What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is an amazing monthly subscription vitamin service. They deliver completely personalized vitamin supplement packs right to your door. I've done it. It's rad. They are made specifically for you, and you don't even have to leave the house. We're going to discuss more about Care Of later in the show, but use the promo code ROSE50 at TakeCareOf, that's TakeCareOf.com, for 50% off your first month.
See you on the beach.
Oh. Guys, we're going to regionals. Leave it on the field. Oh.
It's going to be a good game.
I hope it's a good game because it was a long game.
Still recovering.
A lot of filler.
Oh, my God.
It was all filler.
I was more excited about one of those proposals than I've been about, like, any of the other stuff.
Okay, I'm going to turn myself down. I'm that one. No, I'm that one.
That's me, I thought.
I don't know. No, that's not me. That's me. I'm number one.
Oh, my God. Wow, guys. USA, we are back. And that means you, Australia. Hello. My name is Arda Marine. I am the host of Will You Accept This Rose? And I am coming to you from the most enchanting podcast garage clubhouse studio. Thank you to all the Patreon people. Every $2 counts, and we appreciate you. It is so great to be here. And I am so excited. The finale was last night, guys. So many proposals. I thought that was it. The premiere was last night, and before we get going, I should say, what if that was me farting? I fart and it sounds like I walk into a wall. Before we get going, I should say that one of our favorite guests is on her way. She is a pistol. She was a rookie. She is a bachelorette. She was a Disney star. She is a Netflix star. She's newly engaged. I won't tell you who it is. It's Fortune Feimster. No, she is on her way, so she will be arriving at some point in 2019. To my left is a man, and I just have one thing to say about him.
What is going on?
I got my game. He was Bachelor of the Year 2017.
Oh my God, we did this.
Also Bachelor of the Year 2018.
I got presents.
He went to Nashville with JJ Marine. Can he pull another year? Fuck yeah, he can. He's Bachelor of the Year 2017, 18, 19. Robert Benedict, welcome back.
I made presents for everybody.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
I made presents.
I'm dying. So you just made my day.
That's amazing. I made a present for you.
Please put that on your website.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
My friend Avery Pierce. person came over and we did. We're upping our game of the podcast.
that's amazing.
So new year, new podcast, upping the game.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Like, I love that.
Did you love it?
I love it so much.
You're going to hear it again. You'll hear it in San Francisco.
Oh my God,
that's your intro.
It's always going to be my intro.
That's your intro.
Oh my God.
This year, you'll get a new one next year.
Oh my God, that's exciting. That's
did
really,
you
really
love
exciting.
It?
It's a great way to start the year. It really is.
Is there any chance you're going to date my mom this year? She asked about you.
It's a very, when
I told her that you were going to be because she knew we were going to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. She was excited for Wills. She liked Wills. Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, Rob is going to be there. She goes, oh, Rob. JJ has a little thing. She's now maybe thinking about dating. She's gone on a couple of dates. She's like, I don't like guys my age.
Ooh.
And then she said, I would date your friend Rob.
Ooh.
Hey, she's a hottie.
She's adorable.
I'm good with that.
And she's too old.
She's fun. She's fun.
Wouldn't it be weird if I was your stepdad?
Oh, my God. Yes. You're the best.
Oh,
I
that would be
it.
The most amazing
thing. I'd be so happy for both of you. Oh, my God. I'd be so happy for my mom.
God.
And now that she's JJ, too, it's like taking 10 years off.
But yeah, JJ. She's like the JJ Walker of Rhode Island real estate. Dynamite.
Wow. She should actually just be the bachelorette next year and
she
have
should.
Just a bunch of like young men that
she
she's
should.
Into.
Yeah. That's a great idea. We should make,
sorry, you're going to have to compete.
You know what? Yeah. We should do like a side podcast where we like send my mom on dates. But it has to be a guy that really is into an older woman. Mm-hmm. And like, because she's really fun. She's still a business. Like, she's a business owner. She's like, she does well for herself. She's like,
she loves to travel.
She loves to travel. She's got a kitten named Mittens. Yeah. But like, she's
that's
independent.
The thing. You got to love Mittens too, though.
You get, she comes with Mittens. She comes
with
Mittens.
There's a special date when Mittens there.
I also want to just say that coming up, first of all, Rob, do you have any, we know you from Supernatural, you're on Bosch right now. Is there anything else you want to promote?
Well, I'm just, doing NCIS New Orleans right now. I'm doing a couple of episodes of that.
That's exciting.
Just got back from New Orleans this morning, actually.
You look great.
Thanks. But I mean, I love this podcast. I mean,
we
I'll
love
do anything.
You so much.
I said, it's in my contract to fly me back for the podcast.
I will say like, if I didn't have a podcast, it would have been hard for me to make it through all 3 hours last night. But before we get to that,
oh my God, me too.
Rob and I will be this weekend in Sanford with Anna and Lori and Paget. And then Venmo John, Wills, who was in one of those theaters last night, and Annalise.
Annalise was there too. She was sitting next to someone. I saw her.
Well, they're all going to be with 4 p.m. Saturday, January 12th, and they're going to be what is that?
You farted again.
I didn't touch anything.
I mean, come on, Arden.
What is that? Okay, so they're going to be...
I watched Hereditary on the plane. It was really freaky. Did you guys see that movie?
No, was
that's
it?
A great way to come into a Bachelor podcast.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, you're all fucked up.
You got me in the movie.
So this Saturday, January 12th at 4 p.m., it's the Swedish American Hall.
Yeah.
The tickets are $25. They're on Facebook, and we're all going to be there. Please come. And then Rob and I are doing a show. I'll be doing two stand-up shows that night at the Speakeasy with David Cross.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm doing a late-night show.
Deanna Couples Therapy.
Couples Therapy with Brian Safi. And if you want a whole weekend of us, and then Rob Benedict is coming to the podcast that I'm doing with Janine Garofalo on
Pardon My Tangent,
and Brian will be there, and that'll be Sunday the 13th.
At 1 p.m.
At 1 p.m. at Sketchfest. I'll also be at Yuck Yucks Vancouver for four shows, January 25th and 26th, and then I'll be at the Roseville Theater in Roseville, California. Friday, February 8th.
Dude, if anyone at all, any of my friends or non-friends who live in Sacramento area, go see Arden.
Please come.
Go see her.
Please come.
Roseville's such a funny place that I think these people need it.
I can't wait. I picture a really elegant gold mining town.
It's mostly just like track houses. Debbie Ryan is calling me.
Oh, maybe she's here. Okay, we're going to take a break real quick. Debbie is here. We're going to run to the bathroom. We'll be right back. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break. You guys, this episode is brought to you by Care Of, which is a monthly vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin supplement packs right to your door. I was really excited when Katie told me that they were sponsoring us again, because I actually, last year when they sponsored us, they gave me a month subscription, and I did this horror movie in Texas, which was like literally shooting all nights this fall, and I brought a pack for every day with me, and there was like a flu going around, and I always get sick, and I swear to God, I took my pack every day, and I was the only person on this very fun, it was my first horror movie ever, but it was like literally all night, like outside, super cold, and I was the only person who did not get sick, and I'm pretty sure it's because of my Care Of vitamins. So it's the new year. People want to make health and wellness a top priority. And with the help of Care Of's monthly subscription vitamin service, whether you're focused on, you know, it's different for everybody. You're focused on glowing skin, or you want more energy, or you want to get more sleep, or just whatever, just generally feeling healthy, they can make it unique to you. So you go on, there's an easy online quiz. It's fun. It asks you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices, and takes like 5 minutes to fill out. And then they pick scientifically backed vitamins and supplements recommendations. They'll say like, oh, I want more sleep. Like, maybe this would be good for you. And then they send these packets, this box comes, and there's all these packets that come every month right to your door, and they're daily packets. They're so cute. They have like little slogans for the day on them. They have your name. It'll say, mine said like, hi, Arden. And it was great, like, because I was busy and packing. I hate packing, so I could just throw my 2 weeks worth in my bag, and it was great. So it makes it easy, and I was able to stay healthy. And a portion of every sale goes towards the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins, and that's so important. Also, for you vegan and vegetarian listeners out there, they have vegan and vegetarian options available, so that'll fit any diet. So I loved them. I would totally recommend them. It made it easy. The vitamins were good quality. And if you guys want to take advantage of this month's New Year's offer, you get 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. So you go to takecareof.com and enter promo code ROSE50. Again, and that's the number, it's 50. Again, that's takecareof.com and promo code ROSE50 for 50% off your first month. I want you guys to feel good.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys. Guys, we're back. We are so excited. Our guest arrived. Our friend arrived. I've known her for a year and a half, but it feels like a year and three quarters. I love her so much, and I would put a friendship ring on it if there wasn't already a new ring there. And her name is this. Somebody's engaged. She's a pistol. She likes love journeys. She is my friend, former rookie of the year, current pistol of the year, Debbie Ryan. I mean,
I felt so blessed.
Oh my God, do you want to hear Rob's song? Do you want to hear Rob's song?
I really do.
Play Rob's song. Here's Rob. He didn't know either.
I'm like, seriously, made my day. Made my year.
He was Bachelor of the Year 2017. Also Bachelor of the Year 2018. He went to Nashville with JJ Marine. Can he pull another year? Fuck yeah! He can. He's Bachelor of the Year 2017, 18, 19!
Robert Benedict!
Welcome back! One more time.
I also need to hear Debbie.
Oh my God, here's Debbie. That's a pistol music. She's a pistol. Somebody's engaged. She's a pistol. She likes love journeys. She is my friend, former rookie of the year, current pistol of the year, Debbie. Don't think we forgot you, Tana. Oh fuck, somebody got a keyboardist in the house. When she's not working her ass off 23 hours a day, or talking Middle Eastern politics, or whiling the hours away. She likes to go to the beach and out for a hike with a tan. Her name is Anna, or is it Tana? It's Tana Hoffman. Guys, I'm dropping an album.
Oh my God.
I'm dropping an album.
I can't wait. It's going to be a double album.
It's a double album.
Hit Arden on Patreon. Fund the album.
Oh my God. Oh my guys, God. Hit me up on Patreon. Oh my God. Okay, we're back.
I'm taking my jacket off.
Okay, here we go. Guys, we're back.
So
I got
much.
So hot.
I'm so warm.
Oh my God. Okay, here we go. Also on Patreon, Brian Safi and I over the weekend went to the rage room that Becca and Blake went to, and we broke things with bats. We broke bottles. We broke glasses. We tried to break TVs, but it's illegal. So we broke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently there's like gases that get emitted.
Oh.
They broke TVs. They broke TVs.
Yeah.
It was so satisfying. And if anybody, we went to the rage room. It was amazing.
And then what do they do with the junk after you
who
just
kind
of sweep it out?
Not my problem.
Yeah.
Where do they source the junk?
I just guess like Goodwill. It was like 10 wine bottles, like 10 shot glasses with strangely satisfying metal, like a kitchen mixing bowl that Brian hit with an axe.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Wow. It was so satisfying. Yeah. We have a video of it. I was afraid of it, and then I couldn't stop laughing. It's fun. They give you like full jumps. Oh, is that the video?
Oh, no. I don't know where.
I saw the picture of you guys with
the
helmets.
It was very satisfying.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
It was very satisfying. I highly recommend it. Okay, here we go. Guys, that was the longest premiere that was fucking parties. Can I just say, Debbie was texting me, the upshot of the parties were worth it for two reasons. One was watching the woman with sores all over her face tell Ben Higgins that she got a free pass with him.
That was tough.
My hope is that she fucked Ben Higgins all night. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, maybe that's his type now.
It was fascinating.
It looked like he was about to cry. It always looks like he's about to cry now.
He cries a lot.
Well, he's living a sad life.
Do you want some lemon water for my tree?
You guys can't see, but there are like decanters of infused water in here.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Arden is thriving.
I'm thriving. Yeah. I got my fucking dream come true.
Yes,
I made my clubhouse and it happened.
So beautiful.
Oh my God. It happened, guys. It happened. Thank you, Patreon.
Where do they find these people, by the way?
How do they find these people that they go to their house? Like they must like put out a thing being like, oh, if you have a party.
Yeah, it felt, like it felt like a winner.
I felt like Jason. I felt like Jason listened to us and he changed his hairstyle, which I appreciated. It wasn't so like Ralph Macchio Karate Kid. We might be the only podcast with coasters.
It's amazing.
But overall, I was so mad at the extra filler. It took so much time.
There was more filler than show.
There was more. It was 1 full hour in until we got to the limo.
That's why I was late.
Please tell me when you get married that you're going to wear menswear.
It's been in discussion.
Okay.
Number two, were you mad that you didn't get proposed to at a viewing party on television?
In a hot tub.
Oh, my God. The goose.
The goose and crystal thing was so – that was – I have so much to unpack.
Please, tell me.
It's mostly just a listening thing. I just want to hear – first of all, so goose happened on Paradise, the naming.
Yeah, he named himself the goose.
Right?
He came back and he was like, I'm now the goose. It's like you can't – just give yourself a name. I mean, my mom did, but nobody else can just give yourself a name.
It's JJJJ because she deemed
my nephew called her JJ, but she fully embraced it, and now every email ends with JJ, and I think it's great. We've got JJ Walker and JJ Abrams. Shake it. But she didn't warn me of it. It just started happening in like texts and emails. It just started happening.
She was just trying to like integrate it in there to where every once in a while, then you just start in your mind, just mentally referring to her as JJ.
I do now. I will do like Dear JJ. Like it happened. It was fully, I feel like I'm an easy mark for a cult and I feel like I'm easily, like, I think I'm malleable. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to just change your name to like Trent next week.
Did Allison Mack ever tweet at you being like, I have a group.
And you should come hang out with me and my friends.
Guys, you know.
You're like, okay.
Yeah. We're all getting matching tattoos.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, let's do it. Guys, you know, she's just really friendly. Yeah. She's just friendly. She likes to get down. Okay.
So Goose in the hot tub and those poor ladies waiting outside to join them in the hot tub.
60-degree weather.
There's no upside to that. In your bathing suit.
I filmed at that Mad TV, the final season we were on, we filmed at that theater. Yeah. That parking lot, you do not want to be in that parking lot on like Sunset or Hollywood.
My friends live nearby and they were like, yeah, we've been driving by and like seen them like set up there for days. And like they filmed some of it over the weekend because they saw them. Like they saw the hot tub there.
Yeah.
It was a bummer. I just seeing all of them also like auditioning to become like extra news correspondents, seeing like JoJo and Caitlin and like all of them clearly wanting to do red carpet stuff.
The hardest was, you know, it's when they're screaming outside of you.
Yeah.
You forget that there's a microphone. And so if you speak at normal volume, even though you might not be able to hear yourself, then like that is a normal volume and it will translate.
Right. Yeah.
So there's so much screaming into the microphone because of the hectic energy. Yeah. Like Jason came straight up being like, we're so excited, the pandemonium. And I was like, oh my God.
He did it. He goes, it's pandemonium. It's pandemonium.
Yeah. And he was in a house.
He was in a house.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually that pandemonium. It was just a crowded room.
And then Blake goes, I'm having a blast, having a blast. Are you having a blast? It was just like
it was madness.
At least like script it for them and give them like a prompter. Like
it kind of felt like because there was so much negative like response to Colton being picked that they were trying to be like, look how pumped everyone is. And you've gone too far.
They also know that everybody hates Ari. Because they like kind of like shove their shame in the corner. Like, oh yeah, and they are having and a baby pregnant, too. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, that's kind of a big deal. Like like from last year's Bachelor to be having a baby is like a big and like they know that it's so unpopular. It's like,
what is he like
buried.
45? He's got to get moving.
He's got to get moving.
It's, like
they bury it.
On you guys. His draft pick.
Yeah,
when you said that he impregnated his piece of cardboard, that was so mean.
Yeah, this show is a little ruthless. We kind of go too hard sometimes.
I know, it's funny. I was like alone and being like, "Am I allowed to?" Laugh?
Oh my God! I just remembering that Aaron picked Jack Stone of Stone as one of our number one year. I was like, they. Top pick. I want to just say our picks. I've never picked so well. That was I picked the girl that got the first impression.
Yeah,
was the content
creator. She's a strong.
She's adorable. I mean, she's a professional selfie taker, but she's very cute.
I'm sad to say I had Sloth in my top three.
Dude.
Oh, wait, I did Hannah B too. I forgot.
Yeah.
I was already so distracted by Australian breathing where I was like, great, one of my picks is out because she's just crazy.
No, she's in. She's in.
Well, she's in, but like,
she's
you think she's going to go far?
No, she's not going to win.
No, they wouldn't have had her in the show last night. Like they had her live.
Yeah. Right. She was like, it was met with a lot of love and I'm really thankful for all the support.
I was
like, nobody, you did a bit.
You did a bit.
You
nobody
started
knows
a relationship
who are
with
you
a lot.
Yeah. Nobody knows. It had just started. Like this happened 20 seconds
but
ago.
But they didn't show that. Like Katie sent me the clip today of her admitting that she was doing an accent and he seemed like, oh.
Oh, that's funny.
Because
he's
Colton and I don't know.
Okay, so finally it started. Crystal and Goose were in the hot tub. He tried to kiss her on the mouth, and she turned and gave him cheek, which was amazing.
Savage.
I wrote awful. I'm just writing awful. We met Chris Harrison's mom, Mary Beth. She had a huge crop.
Same age as him.
That was the thing. She looked the same age. It
Dude,
looked
I
like,
love Mary Beth.
Mary Beth? It looked like his first wife.
Great.
Oh my God, this is horrible. It felt like this is my first wife, Mary Beth. Like,
yeah.
I stand Mary Beth.
But I think she probably was just a young mom, but she looked great for her age. She was so fun. And you can tell he was so caught off guard.
She was so cute.
Tears in his eyes. He was so like lovely and touched by it. And it was like
mama vibes.
It was cool to see him like not fully on.
Mm-hmm. Does Chris Harrison have a Texas or Southern accent? Because she did.
Maybe.
So like a Texas and Dallas is like. That's a very specific accent.
Yeah.
And I, whenever I go to home, I like come back with a Dallas accent or like a Texas accent. And I actually was looking for it. When he was like, my hometown, I was like, oh, that's cool. And then it was like, this is your mom, Mary Beth. And I was like, oh, maybe it's going to happen.
She had it. I met one of your besties in Dallas in a store. Side note.
I know. We give each other this tattoo.
I loved
her. She just got engaged.
Oh my God.
I was the best man. I was in a wedding at my brother's wedding, and I was the best man. And her fiance was a groomsman in that wedding.
Is that how they met?
I introduced them.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Number two, your mom is really cute. Seeing the pictures, your mom's real cute, and you and your mom's wedding dress is real cute. And your mom's real young. Your mom's cute and young.
Yeah. And a warrior.
Chris Harrison's mom saying Chris was a cute kid. He was particular about his clothes. I enjoyed.
It was a real Chris love fest.
It's almost like, are they about to fire Chris?
Yeah, what's going on?
When they did the tribute to him, and he got was very emotional.
My friend asked if he was dying of cancer. I was like, no. He's like, I don't know. They seem to be really into him. Is he leaving or something?
It did feel
is
a little
an
bit
anniversary
like
year?
Retiring.
That's what
yeah.
I was thinking.
It was 17 years.
I'm
going
to get myself on my own next week. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, was it like, is this like the 20th season or something
it's
like
not.
That?
It's like
I mean, or is he leaving and is just isn't
maybe
announcing it yet?
I think maybe he doesn't know, but
where
maybe
is he
ABC.
Go?
No, ABC. You can't. ABC. You can't
what else
let
would
Chris
he do?
Go. But they
also,
do
it's
that.
The
easiest,
retire.
Most cushiest job. They, ever.
It's going to be him alone in paradise. Wells totally. Is still bartending.
Wells is still bartending with Yuki.
With Yuki.
Okay. She's cute, but the corpse of Neil Lane. They will. He looked more lifelike than normal. I felt like
gave him a side shot though.
The side shot. Felt like less animatronic and more like whatever, like maybe he went to like a good, he looked good.
They nipped and tucked.
They did some good nipping and tucking.
I like to pay attention to his hand gestures because he never fully executes anything, but he like starts to but like three things.
He's short circuiting.
Like, they're like, oh, look at that ring. Is that a Neil Lane sparkler? And he's like,
because he did
halfway patting, halfway shaking.
He didn't know how to improvise because he knew it was like there was no way that person could afford it. Like, you know what I mean? They were like,
he was like, what a surprise.
He's like, you don't get to keep that for 2 years. Like, you've been having bits in the machine.
Did the other couple get a Neil Lane ring?
I think they were doing a bit and he didn't know how to improvise. I think it probably wasn't a Neil Lane ring.
Okay.
And he probably did. I mean, that's just my theory.
I thought that it was.
Okay.
I thought maybe that it was, but it was like purchased Neil Lane for K Jewelers. Mm-hmm,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, and so Neil Lane was like, I don't know.
And they were like, all right, we're going to cut to you and ask, and it's just going to plug you.
Yes. Mm. I was happy for the couple in Michigan. The couple in Utah, I felt a little bit like this guy just wanted to be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
The couple in Michigan with him holding the antenna and they're about to have
cute.
The baby, I was happy for them.
Yeah.
She looked really happy. Okay, so here we are. Okay, we'll cut.
If my boyfriend's listening right now, you know when to propose now.
Jeez.
Yes.
No, he would never.
Oh my God, if he did, that would be so out of character.
Do you want to get engaged in front of people?
No. I would probably lose my mind a little.
That was my one request. Yeah. I was like, I can't. Make sure no one's around.
Who had the camera? Because that's a good picture.
I know. So two of our best friends, Mark, who is kind of the reason that we know each other, who's like shot their music videos or whatever, he filmed this incredible video.
Okay.
This like beautiful video. And edited it that night, like while we were at dinner. And
people have
beautiful.
Talent. People have talent.
And then Brad, our friend who we also tour with, who takes all of their like tour photos.
It was really, it was amazing. Truly the cute. When you texted me, you're like, all right, guess what?
Guess what?
And I'm like hiding, watching British Bake Off. Like,
and like, Arden, I need you to respond. Like, I'm a terrible texter.
No. I was stuck in Asheville. I was in North Carolina hiding, watching like the Great British Bake Off. And then I saw that. It was like a sign of life of like, what? It was like the heart paddles. It was the heart paddles bringing me back. I'm like, wait, what? It was a sign of, it's like I've seen land. I've been at sea, you hanging to like a piece of plywood for so long. And oh my God. And
it's very exciting.
So excited.
The whole group was so excited.
We were
I have
so
pinned
excited.
Your photos to my Pinterest board.
So excited. They're so
the group
cute.
Message where you guys were like, our rookie of the year, we have our own bachelorette. Like, it was so, I felt so
you looked
overjoyed.
So happy. I just want to say, Josh is such a good guy. And like, you get to be you. It's like you get to do your thing, and that is the best. And you have a soft place to land.
Yeah.
Okay, super fan. I'm like, I've heard another fucking song about our friendship. If you don't watch out, super fans, Melissa and Bree. On Monday, how much do I need the T-shirt that says "On Mondays I drink wine and watch women cry in limos"? That was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Are they selling those yet on Etsy? They
we
should
need those.
Be.
They're so good. Sammy, the woman who loved Ben Higgins, she did have face sores. I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with a face sore except for your face is sore.
Yeah.
It might hurt.
Yeah.
But I just I was happy for her, but I was. Love that bending. Did you notice that? Am I mean for pointing that out?
No, I made a joke that, oh, this is a drug addict.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Did she make the shirt that said the most dramatic season yet?
It looked like those iron-ons.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were very shiny.
They were very shiny.
It felt directly like that. Can you imagine promoting something just as a fan, like that, like the most dramatic season yet, like using the official tagline, the official marketing line?
It's amazing. No, it's amazing.
Like, I love Watch Girls Cry in Limos.
Loved that one.
10 of 10 would wear the shirt.
Mm-hmm. I will wear the shirt when I get my hands on it. Loving your turban. Love that. It's like a headband. It's like a 1920s. Yeah. It's like a 1920s fortune. I need one of those.
It's like a chartreuse velvet.
It's so good. It's the velvet.
Actually, I made
so
my
good.
Boyfriend pay for it.
You should. Yeah. You should.
I was like, if my stocking is not filled with velvet headband turbans.
That's you.
I'm a real monster.
2019 is the year of the headband.
Dude, that's what I was telling you. I sent her a link. I was like, this is our year. We will only be wearing headbands.
I need to get that on. Yes. I need to put that on my body. I need to test it. I don't think that color is going to be the color for me.
There's so many colors.
But I can tell that that shape is going to feel so good. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna morph from being Charo / trying to be I'm going to have a whole new kind of retro weird look happening. I'm still into the hair bow. Okay, so here we are. Thanks, guys. So here we are. Colton. First one up, Cassie. She's from Huntington Beach. She's surfing. There was a crotch shot. She's a speech pathologist. She's 23.
Dude, I like her.
She was
I liked
so
her too.
Yeah, I like her too.
She
yeah,
was so
the sign
cute.
Language was cool.
She was actually like a real – she couldn't have been more adorable.
Yeah.
She seems like she actually isn't trying to be an actress, like that she actually might be a speech path, like for real doing this. So I remember when Crystal was doing her
fitness
on the her iPhone on the beach.
Personal.
And then she handed the sandwich to the guys that worked on the
They were like, we don't want this sandwich.
I'm the sound department, Crystal. Yeah. I thought she was very cute. We have Hannah. She's from Tuscaloosa. She's Miss Alabama. Where she's from, she's a queen. I think they're trying to make her the Raven or the Tia.
Also, yes, because I think Hannah B is Hannah's the button nose one.
Yeah. Hannah G is the one that got the first impression.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Hannah G had the like gold kind of.
Hannah G was my top pick. She's the content creator.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So Hannah B is Roll Tide.
Yes. And, and she.
Yes.
What
yes.
is Roll Tide? What is that?
And it's Alabama. Alabama, the like college university. Football team.
Yeah.
They're very good, so they.
I did love the phrase. I'm a total train wreck. I'm the hot mess. It's the hot
Crimson
mess. It's the hot mess express, and I'm the conductor. That's an
like
amazing
that.
Red flag. Like if somebody tells you it's the hot mess express and I'm the conductor, I will love them. That is a thing to be wary of, but it's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, with her, there's maybe a lot of things to be wary of. A, you went on The Bachelor. B. former contestant, and she seems to be like maybe have some baggage about that.
The pageant wars.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, when she
and then she met the one who beat her.
Yeah, she's
wore the fashion.
Yeah,
I read online a reality TV post about it, but then someone recapped it because I try to avoid reality TV for spoilers. But they said that they were roommates at the whatever pageant thing, and so
they frenemies.
Yeah, so Kaylin placed second, and then the other Hannah did not place at all.
And Hannah came with the sash. Who wore the sash?
Kaylin.
Because she knew she had more.
So that's good. That bad blood goes.
Oh, they
back.
Frenemies.
That's casting. That's
the sash, like, by the way, that said Miss Underwood.
Miss Underwood.
Yeah.
Surprise! I'm your sister.
you're gonna dry hump your sister because we know you're not gonna fuck me.
I thought that too. Wouldn't it be Mrs.?
Yeah.
I'm Miss Underwood. Oh, we're related. Surprise!
We're platonically
sister.
Related.
I'm write that down. That's a it's in the running for titles right there. It's surprise! I'm your sister. That's pretty good. Okay, so then then there was the lady who is the dancer, but she's not a great dancer. They showed videos
of her. Oh my god. She moved to be a dancer and
what was her name? Katie?
I don't know.
Or Sydney
She was not a good dancer.
It was like showed her in the gym.
In the gym.
Yeah.
Basically doing like
Yes,
it was like, Katie from Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna start dancing.
Mm-hmm. She moved from the East Coast, yes.
We're in the East Coast. That's a pretty, is it Maine? Is it Florida? Are you in Delaware? Where the fuck? We're in the East Coast. I don't know. She couldn't dance. Oh, hi. Work. Photo time. Yes. Yeah, she was not a good dancer.
I like that she says she lives in Sherman Oaks and enjoys yoga and sushi. And if you've ever been to Sherman Oaks, that is everybody.
That's everybody. Yeah. That's what Sherman Oaks is.
Hey, guys.
Good yoga, good sushi. Yeah.
I am Sherman Oaks. Yeah. I'm here to represent Sherman Oaks as I'm playing the part of Sherman Oaks.
I miss Sherman Oaks. Hobbies include.
Being very much Sherman Oaks adjacent. Heather, 22, never been kissed. How is that possible? She looks like Jerry Hall.
I think she's religious.
She's got to be.
She's
so cute.
Yeah.
I was waiting for her to be maybe awkward, and she has not been yet.
Yeah, no.
I kind of like when she said that in her like video, because it pops up on the Chiron.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wish that didn't pop up, because I wanted to like get to know her without that fact.
Mm-hmm.
And watching her kind of like fraternize around and like be, I was like, oh, she's adorable.
She's
adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She feels like an 80s, like I feel like I want to put her in like a Xanadu, like splitter short, a short short, and like just have her like roller skate around a Venice beach and have her hair flying with like a headband on. It's
group
headband.
Date idea.
Group date. She's so cute.
But never been kissed?
Never been kissed. I'm thinking
she's probably just very religious and sheltered.
I mean,
maybe.
24 and
Carl's
never.
Bad has a kitty named Kitty.
Yeah.
I like that they list it as that's her occupation, has never been kissed.
Never been kissed. Yeah.
Well, outside of being an Instagram model. Yeah. Who knows?
So then
content creator.
We have the gal from Nigeria who is very cute.
But ended up going home.
Ended up going home.
And then who's the one?
Oh, Nicole. Nicole, who is, she spoke Spanish to him. She is the autistic brother. She was adorable. I fear she's not going to be able to handle the competition because she's actually a real person.
Like she's cried like twice or three times.
Because she feels like she seems fairly sheltered. She's just, I feel like she just lives at home with her family. Yeah. And she actually is adorable and is not cut out for this mean.
She feels very, like, yes, sincere in the way that, you know, the first episode where I met Bibiana.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, you seem very, like, you seem, like, sincere and not, like, pageant-y in the way that we kind of are anticipating from a contestant. And then when Annalise started crying a lot, and I was like, ah, I like the idea of you feeling things, but this is too many cries.
Yes.
So that's how I feel about, about Nicole. Is her name?
Nicole, do you have a question? We're doing Sketch Fest on Saturday with Annalise.
I know.
Do you have questions for her?
I have questions.
You can text me. Text me.
Phobias.
I have questions. And if you have any questions for Venmo John, who made out with everyone in Paradise, or Wills, who I loved.
I loved Wills. You know I loved Wills.
We loved him.
When he came through on the rescue, all of his jaunty suits, you know.
All of it.
I was very team Wills.
When he was like, what's happening, baby? When he said that to the goose, that was the best.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Kirpa. Kirpa is so cute. She has the – I did not like the tight hair. The tight braid.
Yeah, I wish she didn't wear her hair up on night one. But
she's so fucking cute.
She feels to me the most sincere person.
I loved her. And so they had the teeth shot, the filming through the teeth. Good, it'd be a good experience to clean Colton's teeth with Colton. That's as close as you're going to get right now. Mm-hmm. I liked her.
Yeah, she seems like a real person.
Yeah,
seems like she's got a real job.
Yeah.
They did the whole the girl in the chair not being able to speak back.
I'm going
to
be on The Bachelor.
I auditioned. I was pinned to pay the patient, but I didn't get it. I had to go in an audition and put my hand in my mouth and just talk and go, oh, my God. I was pinned, though, guys. I didn't get it. They went another way.
Yeah.
Question.
I'm happy to announce that I booked the role of the patient.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, wow.
So this is really awkward.
So good to know.
This is really awkward. I actually invited Debbie here last minute when I saw that because she didn't tell me because I actually was the one who told her about that audition.
Yeah, and I just called my agents and I was like, hey, there's an audition. It's not a weird thing.
No,
my friend Arden went out for it. Why didn't I get it?
She saw the sides for it at my place. I had her come over and read it with me. I was like, will you run this with me? And she saw that and then
I just thought I had interesting choices to offer.
Okay, I'm just saying, I didn't even know that you
Side
went out
note,
for it.
You were amazing.
Okay, Rob,
so much. Oh my God, Rob.
No, I mean,
I'm
right here.
I know, I'm just saying it.
I wrote a song for you.
I know, and I loved the song. Great.
Did you?
No, I just think I really felt
thank
her.
You so before, much.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have known about it.
Right.
And I really am thankful so much.
Oh my God. Okay, great. So, I mean, I don't want to seem desperate, but thank you for telling me this. And I'm just glad that you came. And I'm glad, I'm glad that you were available today. We could talk about this.
Team Kirpa.
Okay, great. Team Kirpa. So then we have. have Debbie, who's hot dogging for Demi. Demi. Hot dogging for
right.
Colton.
Demi gets me wound up.
She is.
Do it. You've got the platform. Mom's in federal prison. Go.
Dude, first of all, no better line delivery than my mom. She had to go to federal prison.
It was amazing.
As she gazed out the window.
And it was call coming from federal correctional facility.
She's on speakerphone. She's writing her a letter.
Oh, my God.
She had to say, you're on speakerphone really quickly so that mom didn't say, motherfuck these guys.
Mom, you're on speakerphone.
I loved, well, it started out with, I stayed with my dad's house because he provided a comfortable home.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there something else you want to tell us?
Yeah.
So you come from mom's in federal prison.
And she, so much to unpack with her. So she's like, she has a problem with being a virgin. First of all, the virgin thing is I'm so over the whole.
Oh, my God. The poor guy.
He didn't kill somebody.
I have a lot to, I take a very big.
Say it.
I think that in this culture where we're all allowed to do whatever we want with our bodies and we're allowed to choose whatever is not hurtful to anyone else and is our personal choice, for someone to be so directly policing his sexuality and his choices in an outwardly emasculating way is so dated.
Yeah.
And
totally.
It's so gross and so weird. And the people with signs and the fact that every single intro and outro is touching on it.
Everything.
And the big drama is will he or won't he? It's so frustrating. And for these women to approach him as well. And especially Demi. The second that she said, I haven't dated a virgin since I was 12.
Oh, I was
it's such a young age. It's so
that's
young.
So
that's
gross.
Kind of gross. That's gross. That's so young.
This is and then she's how do you know your
choice.
Flavor?
Yes, the cupcake thing.
The cupcake. I don't know if you like chocolate, a raspberry. She's like, I'm confetti.
Oh, my God.
No, I hate her. And this is my number one choice, and I'm fucking furious about it.
Yeah.
As soon as we met her in that little video, I was like, I hate her. I think she's going to go far, though.
Yeah.
But I hate her.
She might end up being I actually feel now, remember last week we decided not to have two categories? I almost feel DJ Aggro is going to be the cray-cray, and maybe Demi is going to be the villain.
Yeah.
Demi might be the villain.
I'm really just proud that we all picked that DJ Aggro was gonna be DJ Aggro.
Except for somebody picked the
Cinderella.
One, and somebody picked the one with
the cop car.
Octo.
Can I read a tweet Lori sent me last night? Because I tweeted, who is Demi's mom and why is she in jail for embezzlement or something that? And Lori responded, her mom was released from federal prison on November 23rd, 2018, after serving time for conspiracy to commit bank fraud. Tina was sentenced to 18 months at FMC Carswell Prison in Texas, 7/24/17, but she ended up spending her last 6 months in a halfway house in San Antonio.
Wait, hold on. She said that she lived with her dad because he was the one to be able to provide a stable home.
Mm-hmm.
But her mom had to go to federal prison for 6 months, essentially, before 6 months at a halfway house.
Apparently, she's been in. I looked up more. She's been in and out of jail for a lot.
Oh, okay.
She apparently, and this time she wasn't in there for embezzlement. She was there for conspiracy to commit bank fraud. So apparently, she went a couple years back for embezzlement.
Okay,
it's a lot.
What exactly
is
that?
It's a lot to explain.
I don't know.
It's when you take people's money, basically, and steal it and launder it.
I mean, if I say to you, hey, I'm building this thing. I'm just
right. So if I say, I don't know, you can tweet at me if I'm incorrect on this. I don't embezzle often.
Your nails are on point, side note.
Thank you.
Nice.
New gel manicure.
Really on point.
So if you take someone's money and then you put it, basically invest it in something that's not real. And then that money just somehow finds a way to your bank account or
something that
comes to you.
Hey,
basically.
Rob, I've got
it's bamboozling.
It comes from the word bamboozle.
He's a flim-flam, like a flim-flam artist.
Yeah, now you're speaking my language.
Snake oil sales.
Yeah,
there's a lot of snake oil happening. Okay, so then we have, try all the cupcakes. Then we have Kendall and Cien got wheeled out for a while. We had I love Cien.
Love Cien.
She's classy. I love there was a woman behind Chris all night that was smashed. There was a blonde woman.
Yes, the blonde
who was
woman.
Eye fucking herself in the monitor.
Yes.
Yes.
Two times I kept looking.
She
back
was
at me
on his
like,
left.
Oh, they moved her. No,
yeah.
She's back.
She kind of felt like DJ Aggro had slipped into the audience. It was
eye
fucking herself. She ticked. She hammered, and she was eye fucking. I was like, who are you?
And she had no idea what was going on in the actual show.
No, she didn't care. She just couldn't stop. Like, she was drunk with her own she had, like, a leather jacket on.
Yes.
She had, like, fresh injections. And she was like, fuck her, I'm at the Fonda Theater.
Yeah, her lips were just plump.
I'm going to go see the goose, see if my lips float. Okay, so then we have... Colton, finally, we haven't even started yet. We're not even at the fucking mansion.
I know. Yeah.
Colton showering with Bad Boy music. How many times do we have to watch him shower?
Three times.
So
many of him showering. Just with water on him.
Showering. Mm-hmm. And we found out
just
that
shirtless.
Which, by the way, I don't want to be weird. And he seems like an incredible, like, great. There is someone for you. And I'm rooting for him.
Sure, me too. I have to.
Nothing about any shot of his body was like,
No, I know.
I was just like, he has a body.
That's how
like,
I thought.
He's just like football
hot. Yeah, he was football hot. I was looking at his body. I was just looking at his body. And it was. It was like, wow, I don't know anybody that's built like that. Like that, that was.
Well, you know, he got into extreme shape just for this, I think. I mean, I'm sure he was in shape. But
it was interesting when you learned. And it made me have compassion for him when it was all arms. And then there's the trunk. And then when I learned, he's like full football. And when I learned, it made me have compassion for his insecurity when I learned that he was an overweight kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It explains a lot.
He's ready to lose his virginity. He was ready to lose his virginity to Becca. And Chris and Colton, he's like, I know there's people saying that I'm not ready about my virginity. And then Chris said to him, which I thought was mean, yeah, people are saying he's not a man.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Chris?
I wish that Colton in that moment was like, no one said that. I was just you.
Not a man.
I thought that too. I thought that sounds
not
so harsh.
Not a man?
It's
fuck
harsh.
You.
Yeah.
It's what they're not saying is that everyone's saying he's gay.
I mean, we're all thinking it.
But that's what that conversation kind of was, right?
Is that what it was?
I took the narrative as, like, you're not serious about this. You've just never dated, and now you want to date for the first time, which is why he, like, made it very clear that he's had, like, five girlfriends or whatever. And he's like, this is six times the people that I know.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Like,
I've dated.
It just hasn't been right. Or, like, even people being like, who was it? The crying girl, Ashley I.
Ashley I.
Mm-hmm. Just being, like, talking about, like, oh, yeah, like, my partners were also – sensitive about it and whatever, it affected them. I think, like, they've tried to be, like, he's had relationships and now he's serious for a real relationship because he's young and because he's, like, so, you know, has, like, played in the NFL but also so young and juvenile
stunted.
In a lot of ways.
Stunted.
Yeah. I took it as he's not real.
What is everyone's overall take with how he did last night in terms of, like, you know, schmoozing with the women?
I thought he was sweet.
Not really sexy.
Are you wondering if he's attracted to women?
Well,
I mean, I am. Collectively.
I'm honestly.
He's not a good kisser.
I'm honestly asking,
like,
as a bachelor, how's he doing? Because, like, for me, my only problem, you know, the basket case, DJ Aggro, came back and interrupting. At a certain point, he should have been like, hey, give us a minute. Like, I feel like he was lacking that
sort
of control.
That, like, that's what I mean by, like, experience. That is, to me, the only experience that he clearly doesn't have that he really needs.
Right.
I feel like it's hard for a lot of them to do that, though, to say no. And also, I feel like the producers are like, you have to say yes.
Right.
But he did seem okay. Like, I mean, he kissed three girls.
He kissed three girls,
he was, like, touching their knees.
I don't like
when they were talking.
I don't like his kissing style.
With certain girls, he was really good. Like Hannah G, Cassie.
He likes Hannah G. He likes Hannah G.
Yeah.
But
I want to do an imitation of his hand holding as he's talking to people, though. He'd hold just just the tip.
Rub a fingernail.
Just a fingernail.
I noticed his hand on people's knees.
Even that was like a slight.
You know, it could be that he doesn't want to touch.
I'm not sure. I'm still not sure. Last night, he felt straighter.
Yeah, he did feel sick. I didn't really think about the gay thing last night.
I did, because I can't help it.
I thought about it as, like, of course.
He seemed straighter last night.
He seemed aggressively nervous.
Yes.
Aggressively nervous.
It felt to me like it was the first time that he saw pretty girls.
Right.
Like he was just like, I can do this. Yes, like, they're all here for me.
I want to talk to her.
Which is how I would feel.
Me too.
Guaranteed walking into that situation.
Can't wait to go inside and talk to that one.
I get nervous. I get nervous. I mean, truly, I get anxiety for everything. So, like, I would for sure be freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
And learning that and seeing pictures and seeing, like, oh, he was, like, a slightly chubby kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, adolescents can be mean or whatever. Like, maybe this kid really we all, I think fundamentally our wiring is sort of who we were when we were like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And so maybe he really just can't believe,
yeah,
like, and lacks the skill. I'm trying to, I don't want to be so cynical that I can't root, but he does seem a little thirsty for TV.
Like, well, hey, it's a journey, right? It's a journey.
Side note, are we all going to watch Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club?
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
I'm back.
Oh my God, we got to watch that on Patreon. We got to do that as a bonus. When and where? I can't wait.
I need to like invest my money in her or something.
We've got to watch that.
I saw her in real life.
Tell me everything.
A few weeks ago.
Where?
I did not go.
Can we go? I'd love to go.
Oh my God, let's go.
Let's go.
My bachelorette party.
Let's go.
Rob, are you ready?
Oh my God, I'm going. Would you go? I would for real go. I'll go.
Would you go?
I'm going. I'm totally going.
You would? I know you would. You love a party.
Would I have to be in drag, or can I just go as me?
No,
just you with the feather pink boas that we're all going to wear.
Yeah, you'll come.
A lot of shimmery.
Not just yourself. Everyone has jaws shaped like dicks.
Okay, great.
Oh my God.
Win in Rome.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
She's trembling. I love an artist.
Oh my God, I'm going to go. I'm going. I'm there. I'm going. I need a fucking vacation. That sounds great. Okay, side note. Okay, so then we learned he's not waiting for a ring. He's not waiting for marriage. And then they talked about he's not sure if he believes in love at first sight. Then we had a tour of all the babies that have been born on The Bachelor. I will say Carly and Evan's babies are really fucking cute. Mm-hmm.
Like, are those the two older ones?
No, those are the Carly and Evan's baby
he's
was
kind
like
of
the
a weenie.
Baby.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, their kid was really cute.
Yeah. All the kids were pretty cute. I will say the kids were all pretty cute.
I like the one boy who's like, I thought they met in college.
Dude, yeah. So good. And it was like, nobody on this show went to college, son. College? Please.
What the fuck?
Why go to college when you can get Instagram followers and sell FabFitFun?
Me. Okay. Literally me.
Oh, my God.
Me.
Oh, my God. No. Wow.
Fucking drag me through the mud.
Dad, are you fucking kidding me? You've got a career, hon.
That's true.
My college was useless. It was useless. I would so trade in my college degree for the money that it spent on the tuition.
Yeah.
I wish you guys could see. I majored in techno-cultural studies. I wish you could see the classes I took. I literally took a test on that video of Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about how working out makes him feel like coming.
Useless. You really don't need college.
I was in such an experimental bullshit major.
I would go to college.
Yeah, you know what do I think You'd about be great that? But I feel like going to college. I would rather go to college now than when nobody just. I was 17 when I went to college. It's useless. Like
I just realized I was about to say, didn't you go to college? But then I just realized I saw a movie with you in college.
<There you go.
laughs>
Did you go to that college with Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, I was like,
you guys went to the same school.
I bet at some point in time you go do like the you Melissa McCarthy.
No. You got graduate in class. It was Maya Rudolph was there. You saw it.
You were there.
I saw you graduate.
Sure.
Yeah, you were with Killian.
You're one of the smartest people I know. You don't fucking need college. You could do the Natalie Portman Harvard thing sometime.
We have two coworkers on Insatiable, two foxy, beautiful women, both of whom are Harvard grads.
Oh, yeah.
And I've like had a lot of conversation about it with them. They're like, yeah, you should do it. And I'm like, I would love to do it, but it would need to be the only thing I do, and I do it hard. Like, I run in that direction.
Becca from last season's in college.
Is she?
Oh, yeah, she went to, like, Irvine or
pregnant
something.
Pregnant Becca's in college right now.
Right, she's pregnant.
Wait, no.
The super one pregnant. Who looked really young.
Super pregnant.
She's posting photos. Like,
Oh, yeah.
She was in college.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Becca M. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to say, I feel like I picture you... You would nail college. I feel like you would nail any higher learning thing.
Because I went to so many schools growing up. I never had like one linear education. It was just kind of like a bunch about Europe and then a bunch here and like doing a bunch of – and like homeschool or whatever. So there's so much that I haven't learned and then there's so much that I've learned twice.
Mm-hmm. You're
so smart.
And
then my parents had me tested and I have like a borderline genius IQ. So then I was just I don't need to do this.
I knew
so,
it.
You're
smart. But I was kind of like a dick about it. Like I was like doing bits in class because I was in like accelerated classes, mm-hmm. some of them, and then would like be the teacher's aide. So I would just be like as much of a dick as possible because I was like friends with them because I grade their papers. So I'd be like, please don't get me in trouble. And then when I like couldn't do it anymore, And, like, the experience wasn't part of it, the learning I liked. And then I was just like, well, I might as well listen to podcasts.
Well, I
honestly, don't learn anything.
I have a friend who's super –
and here we are.
I have a friend who's severely dyslexic, and he watches, like, a documentary a day, and he knows more than anybody I know.
Good
that,
for him.
That he knows more
a
than
a documentary
any,
every day.
He watches a documentary, and he knows –
you do learn a lot from
that. He knows, honestly, more than anybody I know that went to any fancy school.
You know, I can tell you a funny story. We just had John Early on that couples therapy podcast, and he told a story about how, like, a friend of his went to Brown with Emma Watson, and apparently everyone, because they were just trying to treat her like she's any normal person and not be like Emma Watson, they like basically just ignored her, so she had no friends.
Aww.
And then she was like auditioning for school plays, and everyone's like, like, I mean, she was like getting into it because she's Emma Watson, but it was still like that thing where you're like,
people didn't know how to behave.
Like, you did too much now. Yeah. You've done too much.
And so people were just trying to be like, hey, we're not going to make a big deal about you, but then it turned out to her just being like,
I worked with Fred Savage. He did it. I just picture you turning into a fancy director and like maybe just reading the books you want to know, and that's enough. You don't need the paper.
Just go straight to grad school.
You don't need the paper. You don't need that paper. I think you just learn what you want to learn.
I don't know if that's a thing.
I know.
Try it.
I don't picture her. You're so smart.
And no associates. No bachelor's. No. Go straight for the master's.
Yeah. Oh,
in 2 years. Just the final 2 years.
You can become a surgeon. Okay. So then we're Alexis caught the shark. Okay. Oh, my God. So here we go. It just kept going. Oh, my God. So
fishing.
Then finally, we're at Westlake Village. We're just now getting to the fucking limos.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of all the sequins? It was because Barbie was like, are there a lot of pageant girls this year? There must be because there's a lot of pageant dresses. So sequins.
I think it's just in style right now.
Are they? Are they?
I don't know.
I also don't know. Yeah, I think it's – I think people are just like – glamorous. They just want glamour.
They
want
to stand
them,
out.
Sparkle.
They
want
to stand out.
Like opening night impression, they want glamour.
Red and, or sparkle.
And glitter is cool and all, but man, it's annoying. It gets all over everything.
It gets all over everything.
Forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That when the woman hugged him, I was like, oh no.
And he did. He had glitter on his back. I saw it.
Oh, really?
There actually was glitter on his suit. And I've been that dipshit. Clearly, I'm susceptible to glitter. Your bag's cute. Okay. So then we have there was just so many. It's like too boring to even. Cassie, she brought her box of butterflies. He kept her butterfly.
That was sweet.
That was cute. She had butterflies. Somebody, your number one with the mom in prison said, he's big, he's huge, he's like a huge teddy bear, and I'm a little tiny baby. There was something fucked up about that.
Also, I hated her dress.
Oh.
The yellow one?
Yeah, the yellow one. Demi? Me too.
Yeah, it was like a banana.
She goes
banana yellow.
Yeah, and who the fuck says that?
That was weird.
Compare me to a banana. Like, aren't I sexy?
Dude, everything that she says is porny.
Yeah.
It is.
Banana yellow, like your big banana.
The one who he was like, oh yeah, I like dogs. And she was like, I have a kitty cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that her?
Big pussy.
Yeah.
I got a pussy cat.
She's
a kitty cat that I call puss puss.
I have a kitty cat.
I got a big old pussy cat.
Everything about her was like,
pussy cat.
That's confetti, right?
It's like real trashy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He felt terrified. I feel like every woman that was like, so are you a virgin, or I'm going to pop your – any woman that did the V card is going to be out. Like, it's too much. Leave him
alone.
Like
you said, it's just shaming him. It's – I don't like it.
Debbie, I hope you don't think I was making fun of your college degree. It was all people on The Bachelor. I want you to know.
Oh,
I would never.
Hey, I've never been offended by anything in my life. Also
– I want you to know that. Friendship. I am mad that you got that part on the show, though, last night.
Listen – I got that while you were at college.
Okay.
You were at college. I was going for the real gigs.
You know how to do it. Guys,
dentist patient number one.
Okay, so for a second, I was very excited about the sloth. When she first came out, the first reveal with the claws, before she spoke, the claws, I was like, oh, shit, here we go. And then I wanted to kill her.
That was the most painful.
She committed too hard.
Honestly, I was laughing so hysterically of just the absurdity of how long it took.
She committed.
I was like, this bitch is not going far, but this is hilariously stupid.
What I love, as a Rhode Islander, when she finally spoke that she had like a Massachusetts accent, I loved it.
I love my job. I love my car. I love my animals.
I like the poor socks.
I love my car.
I like the red socks. I like going to Cape Cod on the weekends. I go to Musquamica Beach. I'll key your car with a fucking keychain. What, do you think you're better than me? That's my fucking cousin, huh? How's your mother? Get over here. You can't fuck with me. That's my fucking cousin. What? So my fucking sloth? You know, what's your deal? Is you a fucking virgin or whatever? I don't know much about you.
Sometimes I do YT, whatever. I get hammered on the weekend. Sometimes I go on a booze cruise. I fucked a guy once that had one leg, but whatever. It was so cool. My sister's got chlamydia. I'm $15,000 in debt, and my FICA score is 131.
131? That's horrible.
I want that.
Oh, my God. That's really what the money.
She was like. She said she loved 1,000 different things.
She was hammered, too. She was the full shit face. So I was like, what the fuck? Oh, you're the fucking bachelor, huh? Oh, look at you, Mr. Bachelor, big pants. She said, you're fucking better than me. Do I get free wine here or what? Is this food free? Can I take some of that? My cousin's a DJ.
She did say, nice to meet you, dude.
Nice to meet you, dude.
She did. I liked that.
I did too.
Hey, what's up?
The whole thing is, by everything that she freaking put us through,
yeah.
Like, by that point, when she took that off, she had to be, like, everyone was like, watch her be a fox, watch her be a fox. Yeah. And she was gorgeous, and she had, like, a sexy dress on.
Yeah, she's adorable.
And she was, like, fully, like, delivered in that way. And so I was like, her personality's got to be, like, awesome. Like, yeah. Now that she's, like,
yeah, she's gotta be rad.
Done with it. Or she just clearly doesn't understand when to be done with it.
Uh-huh. No.
And she did a full 180, was talking so fast, was talking so much.
Yes. She didn't know how to, and they were still like tripping. It was like still on her feet.
Yeah.
Like she didn't get fully out of the costume. It was the equivalent of like, I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to take out my pantyhose and I can't quite get out of the feet.
Yeah.
I just fought her.
I felt like she had to bring like what Alexis brought out of the shark whale, whatever costume. Yeah. Like she was cool. She was fun. She was hilarious.
My thing about her, what's her name? Alex. Is that I realized halfway through the bit that she was Alex. I was like, where's the one that I picked
as my third?
Because she seemed, in her picture, she seemed super so cute. And I was like, ooh, she's going to be the underdog. I was like, where is that girl? Oh, God, that's the sloth.
That's the sloth. As I wrote, sloth.
Yeah.
Chicken. And David as the chicken.
Yes.
When that happened, I was just like, ah, that was painful. But even then, he like started talking and was still wearing it.
Yeah.
So then when the sloth thing happened, I was like, is this going to be as painful as the chicken? And it was 5 times worse.
And then until chicken fell on his face and broke his face.
Yeah. He was a weirdo.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Okay. So then we have sequins, the competition. We had the frenemies. They all lived together at the Miss USA. Mm. Octomom came. Tracy in her cop car. She's the fashion police.
I think she's the oldest one.
She's
31.
That's so old. I feel like if you're going to pull in a cop car, you should be a cop.
Yeah, you should be cop. On Special Australia, there was a cop. Yeah.
Are we allowed to do that, by the way? Are we just allowed to? Isn't that like impersonating a police officer? Like you're allowed to drive a cop car with the sirens on?
I don't know.
Yeah, like,
where did they get that? Oh, she was a wardrobe stylist. Maybe she had a prop.
Man, everybody, like, where did the woman who had, like, made a little, like, fair pony rides and made him the pony, where did she get those props?
She was the face on the face. Oh, the props. Oh, no. I was thinking of, like, the Cinderella, the carriage ride.
Yeah,
the props where you're the pony.
Yeah.
Because production helps you. The production does it.
I know, but it's almost unfair.
All right, let's talk about some of those little dates. So we had the dancing. I mean, who was a dancing lesson to a string quartet?
Yeah.
If you're, like, a former NBA dancer and you're, like, quit your job. You're like, I quit my job to be here. I'm going to teach you how to dance. Nothing's more fun than learning how to dance to a violin.
I know.
I think she was trying to take it easy on him because he clearly was so uncomfortable.
Teaching him the waltz.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm actually pretty good.
She's never had a boyfriend.
That's so weird. How can you be that dancer? How can you be an NBA dancer and never have a boyfriend?
Well.
Because you're committed to the dance.
I'm committed to the dance and also to my new music career.
It's amazing.
Can I tell you how excited I was? So then she gave him the cuffs and he goes, I'm going to save these for the fantasy suites. And I thought, no, you're not.
Yeah, in what world are you an adventurous sex?
Exactly. Like, no, you're not, dude. Like, kind of guy. Nothing is
zero
happening.
To 60.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh,
like,
really?
This is my first time, but can I cuff you?
Yeah. He's like, it's. And that thing where he was like, because it's going to be my first time, I want it to be special and tender. And what do you did you see that? That was like in the sneak preview.
Yeah.
But then like simultaneously, same messaging, I'm keeping these handcuffs. Yeah. You're not going to utilize those. You can't even get those open.
No. can't get those open.
I lost the key. Or, we have to call someone.
or know where to put them.
Yeah.
So
then we have Brie with her fake Australian accent. I loved it.
Yeah.
I love it because that's a new – it's rare in reality TV to be a new kind of dipshit or villain. I was like – and she – in mine now, I don't have a very good – I'm terrible at – you can do Australian accents, I believe, right? Yeah. How was hers?
Yeah, it was fine. It was like it was good. It was good. I think it's like probably a hard one, and a lot of people go into like Irish or English, mm-hmm. but then some people like vice versa. So I like liked it. I was listening for it because once I knew it was a gimmick, I was like, is she going to give it away?
I liked that she did. I just thought if she's here for the Instagram followers, and
she is,
which she clearly is. Like, at least you stand out because everybody's there for the Instagram followers. Yes, so, like, yeah. Like I thought, well done. And she was very cute and made her seem.
Yeah.
And when he said, where are you from? And she said, oh, the accent is Australian. She didn't lie, technically. Yeah.
She's a loophole queen, which I like because she's crafty. And she probably practiced those three sentences in an Australian accent all week. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Well executed.
Mm-hmm. She also, did a good job. Blow it out. She did it very subtle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't out of control. So it's believable.
Good day, mate. Yeah. Put another shrimp on my baby. Bear. Oi. Bear. Anna.
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 My friend who's Australian said to keep your mouth very small because Americans talk with wide mouths.
Anna.
Australians talk like this. They keep the mouth quite a little small.
Oh.
I know. I spent all holiday break with my best friend's husband who's Australian. Oh, so I was like, speak to me, eh?
Okay. I like that. You were gone for a long time. You were on a journey around the world.
Yes.
A love journey.
You were on your love journey, and you got the ring. It ended right. You got the ring.
You did.
Yeah, we went to Australia, all around Australia.
With your bro.
Yeah, with my dude.
That's so sweet.
My brother, he came, my fiance flew out, my brother and sister-in-law.
So cute.
Awesome. We need Chris Harrison to do the...
Oh my God! Is it Chris Harrison at Lindsay Lohan's resort?
Yeah. In that Chris Harrison montage, it was shocking to me. We were like, "What? He marries them too?" Like, I didn't know he's initiated.
I didn't really know that either. I never watched.
Does your guy watch the show? Does your guy watch the show?
He watched it before I did.
Does he want to come do this with you sometime?
That would be hilarious.
Please come. Please come. I can't. I'd be so fascinated to hear his take.
Yeah.
To hear who he likes. Okay. So then we have Hannah. Hannah was the content creator, gold dress. She got the first impression rose.
Content.
We liked her.
She's adorable.
We liked her and continued liking her more. And then the Chiron popped up content creator and we were like, oh, come on, we liked her.
I liked her more than I thought I would because of her bio.
Yes. She's sincere.
Yeah, that's like
Katie
normal.
Pulled up her content last week.
She's so cute.
Yeah. Or Instagram.
So is content creator, does she then make that for other companies? Or
no.
That means she's an Instagrammer,
I think she
does.
I think she has like an iPhone and she's cute and she knows how to like.
Photographer and model for her burgeoning social media business.
So she's
planning
like
the photo shoots for her next post, enjoys being a foodie and glamping.
So she takes selfies. Like she's her own photographer.
She with her.
And
both the photographer and the model for her burgeoning social media business is my new Instagram bio. Yeah.
She's like, have you heard of self timer?
Yeah.
I think she has more followers than last time.
Oh, I'm sure
she does because she got that first impression rose. I mean, look how cute she is. But she wants to be like a lifestyle blogger. Yeah. She's trying to be like Raven. Yeah. She's going to have Grace Suede. Oh, she's got Thirst Bait.
Like to know it. I bet she already sells a FabFitFun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she,
for sure.
I bet
sure.
she does.
And she.
I can't believe that she also have a clothing took line. All those pictures.
Yeah.
No way.
Can you believe
she's
it?
She's the photographer.
She's both companies already.
Yeah.
I mean, look, that's the thing. And she's really cute. And being when she wins, she'll get so many more. She'll get so many more. Okay, here we go. So then we have DJ Agro shows up. And she brings her fucking dog. And she gives Colton the dog. Katie, go.
Upsetting.
Katie, what the fuck?
Who does that, first of all? And she's just like, this is the best way for you to get to know me. And then she just gives someone.
Here's my dog.
Your dog for this entire journey, she said. I mean, I'm sure he's not going to actually have the dog. Also, she's 48 years old.
She looks 48. And
her lips are literally going to just like float off of her body.
Minimum.
I want to know 2 faces ago what she looked like.
Yeah. I want to know 3 faces ago.
Oh,
2 faces ago.
Still unrecognizable.
I mean, truly, like, how old does she claim to be?
26.
No.
She says she's 26, you guys.
Are you both 25? Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
No, I am old.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
That's not old.
That is you're so old. God, I can't believe I hang out with you. You're so fucking old.
She's in her 40s.
There's no way.
I mean, she could maybe be late 30s if she like smoked a lot and got a lot of work
but
done.
She doesn't
she's
look like she's
has work done.
She's shooting. She's aiming to be Corinne. She wants to be Corinne.
Yeah, but she's 48, so it's going to be really hard to be Corinne when you're 48 years old.
She the good news is if she ever falls in a body of water, she'll never drown because those lips are going to keep her.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She can breathe like that.
Okay, how
and then also, the dog, like, I mean,
who does that?
No.
That's so messed up.
Like, can you imagine, like, this is my baby. Here, take it.
I mean, literally, like,
I would vote her out.
I don't want people even looking at Scout. Don't even look at
She.
Yeah.
Do you want to play Scout song?
Yeah, we can play.
Scout has a song?
Maybe.
Hold on.
This is for Katie's dog, Scout and Bonnie. We love you very much. We appreciate that you've learned all about The Bachelor and nonsense stuff. But unfortunately, we film at my house now, and I have 3 crazy cats. I would like to have you here, but my cats would run away. I love you, Scout and Bonnie. I love you, Scout and Bonnie. I salute you, Scout and Bonnie. Will you accept my rose?
That's going to be my first single.
I played it for them. They loved it.
Did that? That's my first single. That's my first single.
You can tell how much time you took putting the rhymes together.
Do you want to dance to that as your first dance?
I'll dance to that right now. I'll waltz work to that right now.
Is it going to be your first dance at your wedding?
You're like, Dad, I have an idea for our father-daughter.
Is that iambic pentameter?
It is. Okay. I knew. Yeah. I spent a lot of – that's what I did my whole vacation. I wrote all those out.
Yeah.
She's tapping it out.
I love you, Scott, everybody. I love you.
Will you accept this, Rose?
This happened. There's more things up my sleeve. We've been busy.
I'm going to just say a couple things really quickly.
Please, please, please.
All right. Nina, I'm looking at Erica.
Yeah.
There's a couple people here that I just do not recognize. No. Never seen them before. Watched the whole episode. Never seen them before.
Don't
know them.
Erica's the nut. McNutt.
Oh, right.
He didn't remember her either.
And one that spoke like Russian.
No, Nina's the Czech,
Croatian,
like refugee.
Oh yes, bombs, bullets, and bombs. Yeah. She was cute, but okay. Wait. Then we have. I felt worried seeing Courtney and Lily again after Winter Games. They've been in LA too long. They got makeovers. I wanted them just to go back down under and live their lives.
Yeah,
just have fun. Also, Garrett and Becca. Garrett didn't even try. He wore an old shirt. He seemed depressed. Okay. So then,
I don't think Garrett wants to be on TV. I don't think he knows how to be on TV. No. I think he just smiles.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
He looks stunned.
There's not a lot of depth there.
Yeah. So then we have. So then he kissed. Let's talk about the 3 kisses. He kissed the woman in the sash, my number 2.
Kaylin. Kaylin.
He kisses Will for a virgin. Kaylin doesn't look like her photo. Just want to say.
No, she does not.
At all. Like a different human. Number 2.
She's really pretty.
Number 2.
I don't love Kaylin.
Kaylin.
I just want to say something about her really bothers me. Kaylin.
Yeah, the sister. Yeah. The sister. Surprise, I'm your sister. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have he kissed Katie. He said, I want a strong, independent woman. Uh-huh. She said, I'm a Christian girl, and he kissed her.
Uh-huh. I love that.
He really likes her.
He did. I liked that. I loved that.
I think he really needs a fitness buddy. He just want to do medicine balls.
Yeah. She's like,
she got the medicine
balls. Oh, yeah. She looks good.
She's corved.
She's total corved.
Yeah. She wasn't the greatest dancer, but she's
still is that her? Is she the... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can dance as good. Yeah.
I can dance as well. I've got my own moves. You give me 1.5 – you give me like a thimble of wine, 1/2 a cigarette. Get ready. I'm going to take like a month off after that, but I can fucking move.
Who was the third kiss?
Third kiss was –
that was Hannah?
Hannah.
Button Nose Hannah?
Button Nose, the one who got the first impression. No.
Oh.
Wait.
Hannah G?
No. I thought he only kissed 2 people.
I thought he kissed one more.
I think he kissed one more.
Did he kiss the other pageant?
No, he did kiss Hannah G when he gave her the rose.
He kissed her.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay, so now we're going to do, before you leave, so he cut the sloth, and then he cut –
He cut Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then he
– He cut the new name. He cut Jane with the new name.
Jane, yeah.
And then he cut Cinderella. I can't remember her name.
Oh, my God, and then they showed the pumpkin.
Yeah.
That was such a like it's
beautiful storytelling.
It's like 6 a.m. right? That party going all night, and that was a tire producer like, quick, go get a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Like, somebody get a pumpkin.
Yeah, they got the pumpkin.
Tajwan, who was like,
yeah.
I don't like this.
She was so Tajwan
seemed
about
really
it,
smart.
Yeah, she was like, I'm like a person, and he cut me.
Yeah, like I didn't even get to,
Will you, before you go, will you help us pick the tweet of the week?
Yes. Oh, can we talk real quick about, and you guys can keep talking after I go, but.
No, no, no.
The preview for what's going to happen this season.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, him jumping over the fence.
Him jumping over the wall.
But does he kiss every person he interacted with?
He did a lot of dry humping.
Yeah. He's getting pretty horizontal with these.
Yeah, he dry humps everybody and then runs.
By the way, everyone is in a bikini with their legs around him.
Yes.
Everyone. No fewer than three or four broads with their legs around him in a bikini.
In a bikini.
And he's grabbing their bottoms.
There's a lot of ass grab. I still don't think he's a good kisser. I watch it. It's like,
he just needs more.
Even Chris Harrison goes like, what the shit? You know, he's like cusses about
it. See, that thing is, I don't know how planned that is. It feels like, because he's being like, Colton, wait. Colton, no.
I think Chris Harrison just loves when he sees that something could be drama and like a highlight reel.
He loves
moment,
it. He loves
it. He just goes in.
Yeah. Okay, what did you
How
did you feel about Chris watching Chris Harrison? He was teared up.
Chris loves Chris.
I
love what I do. See, he's not retiring. I love what I do.
I loved his suit. He is very good at being Chris Harrison. Okay, are we ready? Tweet of the Week song?
Tweet of the Week. Oh, there's a song.
It's a madrigal.
Oh, my God.
It's a British.
Tweet of the Week.
Do it one more time. Do it one more time. Do it one more time. Idiot. I'm an idiot.
Tweet of the Week. The future's now.
I love it.
First tweet of the week. Ryan Paulson at R. Paulson Photo. He tweets, this might be the first season ever where showing up to gain Insta followers is the right reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan Paulson was on fire last
night. Did a few. I'll give a few. You can pick your first Ryan Paulson. One of them will narrow it down. Here's another Ryan Paulson. Saying that Colton is your favorite bachelor is far more revealing of your personal character failings than saying that Trump is your favorite president.
Wow.
It is weird. It's like, he is my absolute favorite.
Yeah. He's my favorite.
Yeah, that's hard
to
say.
Why?
Ryan Paulson. Becca hit the nail on the head with the perfect person for Colton, Garrett.
Yeah.
Alexis Madsen at ABC Madsen. Clearly this season doesn't end with Colton getting murdered by coyotes, so is it even worth it?
Wow.
And then Ryan wrote, seriously, it's a shame that we already have proof of life because he came out on the theater. Megan Corbett back at Meg Corbs. This premiere has more filler than every contestant's lip injections put together.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
That's true. Wow.
Then we have Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Oh, Chris is so going to propose to himself after this video. I've never seen a man more in love.
That's good. I like that too.
Okay, and then we have final Cheyenne Constant. Is desperately clinging to your bachelor fame worth sitting in a hot tub in the parking lot around the corner from Craft Services in 50-degree weather?
No. All right. That was crazy. It's like, you're not going to get a spinoff. Just go home.
I know.
Be comfortable.
All right, so I'm going to narrow it down to Cheyenne Constant. Oh, Chris is so going to propose to himself after this video. I've never seen a man so in love. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw in one that I didn't do. I'm going to do one that I didn't even narrow because none of them got huge reactions. So I'm going to do – this was one more.
The show having more filler than the lip fillers on all the contestants collectively is
– okay, I'll put that one
spot
in. Okay, I'll put that one in. I'll read that in a second. Here's another option for the final three. Does anyone know which mall Demi was shopping at when she met her boyfriend at 12? And can we confirm Roy Moore's location at the time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, too dark. Okay. All right. All right. So we're going to go to
–
you like it. All right. So we're going to do for our final two. Oh, Chris is still going to propose himself after this video. I've never seen a man so in love. That was at Cheyenne Constant. And
filler.
Megan Corbett back. This premiere has more filler than every contestant's lip injections put together. Filler or Chris Harrison in love?
I mean –
filler.
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 Oh my God. Wow. Megan Corbett back. Thank you. You are the winner. Thank you to everybody who emailed us. And email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Like us on iTunes. We're at rosepodcast.vodka. There's more podcasts on, if you want more of us, it's on Patreon /WYATR. And
can you hit him with a madrigal again?
Oh my God. Yeah. Let's hear the, yeah. Can we hear that tweet of the week again? Tweet of the week. Oh my God.
You sound like Target lady.
A little bit of an accent.
You guys.
Tweet of the week.
Rob, I'm going to see you in San Francisco on Saturday.
I will so see you. And everyone who comes to the show, we'll see you Saturday.
My goal is that you know the words to your song by the end of the season.
Okay. All right. All right.
But you don't get to hear it in between.
Okay. Are you going to make a song for Venmo John?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I need to make a song for Venmo John. Oh my God. Well, I have one song that I get to improvise to.
Oh, frick.
So I have background music and I get to improvise.
I can't wait.
Tana, will you take a picture of all of us before Rob leaves?
Yes.
In conclusion, Debbie, who do you think is going to win and who do you think is going to be the villain besides DJ Aggro?
I mean, I feel like they're teeing like Demi up to be the villain right now, but there were a couple girls that got really freaked out. There's something about Kaylin I don't trust.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is. And I want to root for her because she's a pageant girl.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And them's our people now. But,
for sure.
But
once you've been through pageant camp, you know what I want to say? I've noticed that all – that you and Erin and Irene can pose really well, like just like in a casual picture. Like there's like – you all can like just – get, I mean, you might have been able to get it right before, but you guys all, like, I can
he
just...
He really put me through the ringer. He let me know everything I was doing wrong.
I'm sure. That's what happens in pageants. Who do you think is going to win?
Who do I think is going to win? I mean, I think it's going to be, like, someone surprising that he warms up to. Obviously, it's looking like Hannah right now, but...
On The Bachelor, it's never the first impression rose. On Bachelorette, it's usually the first. Like, usually the Bachelorette, whoever gets the first impression rose. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was Demi. Demi.
I know.
Demi. Demi.
I think that, like, something will hopefully happen to where he thinks he's falling for Demi or Demi because she's good. She's manipulative and she's good.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, this little friggin' sex bot.
Like, she's like, he has a crush on me. I can tell. People that say that, people actually, like, keep it to yourself. He likes me. I don't know. I don't have that confidence. I don't have that kind of confidence.
I don't know. I it's never occurred to me that even people who are giving me very strong signs think I'm cool.
Me neither.
Like, it's never occurred to me to be like, I think that we might be real friends.
Yeah.
Like, I would never, within 45 seconds of, like, a first conversation, she's bold and knows who she is and gets what she wants, and you can respect that. I have been burned by people like that, so my natural inclination is to hate it.
Yeah, me too. It scares me.
Yeah, it's like – I think if she's like mean-spirited – there was one girl, and I don't know who it was, but in the episode where someone was like, oh, there's like 30 of us and we're all going to be competing. And one girl goes, but only one of us is going to get the ring.
Yeah.
And it just like got a little chilly. Like there was a little draft.
It's real pageant-y.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make it very clear my feelings for you. I wrote a song for you. I just want you to know, in case I just want to give you signals about how I feel in our friendship. Can we
I
just
never
have one
time? Assume.
Just. I mean. Somebody is engaged. She's a pistol. She likes love journeys. She is my friend, former rookie of the year, current pistol of the year, Debbie.
She has a crush on me, I can tell.
Oh my God, I think she really likes me.
She Ryan friend with Debbie Ryan.
I'm really good at, I'm available for lyric writing. I'm a really good lyricist.
Then I am Ekman Vander.
Oh my God, Katie witnessed all of those recordings. It was like,
jeez. So that's awesome.
It was like a fever dream.
A fever dream.
Well, guys, thank you all so much. This is I feel even more myself than I felt after the Rage Room. This is great.
I would like to go with you.
I'm going to tell you, Anna said that when she listened to the podcast that there was a notable difference in the sound of my voice.
Mm-hmm.
therapeutically.
I sounded calm after. You would really like it. We should go.
I would love to. I put it on a list. I have this list for people, like my friends from Ohio or whoever, when they come here. I have this list of places that I'll send them.
Yeah.
And that is one of the miscellaneous activities, because a lot of my friends are sober or straight edge.
That
is one of my favorite, because it's bars and cocktails. It's fine. There's 1,000 in LA, but that's a cool thing.
I'll be honest. Brian Safi, he was really fun. I have a feeling.
Was he fun, or was it a scary friendship moment where you were like, oh, I think I know you now, and are you okay?
You know what it was? It was when I saw him switch from the bat to the axe to attack. He's like, I'm going to – when he actually swapped out his weaponry to attack that kitchen. I and I seen the video. I couldn't stop laughing.
I did learn a lot about you guys through the video. I was like, okay.
Yeah, because we know.
Because we started. Yeah, because we said we didn't. We edited this part out when we put it on the Patreon page. But we were like, this is for the fucker that we realized, because you only get 20 minutes and you only get a certain amount of stuff. So we named this is for when you.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Targeting.
It was fun. In the beginning, it's scary because you're like, I don't want to be in a room with a bat, hitting things. And then you're like,
Never had that. No, I do. Yes.
Did you get to do that for the insatiable
promo?
Did you get to beat? What? Did you get to break shit?
Yeah, it was candy glass and all of those things.
Was that fun?
Yes, it was so fun. And they had these air cannons that were helping things kind of explode. So it just feels so dynamic.
Satisfying.
And I used to do it with wine bottles. I used to throw and smash them against walls, and I used to whatever. And of course, growing up, you use BB guns and whatever, in Texas. So I feel as though targeting it,
you're gonna love
and,
it,
and making eye contact with it creates a control instead of a fear of it.
I want to do it with you. My favorite thing to break in the room. We had coffee cups, we had ashtrays.
Oh, cool.
I liked the shot glasses because they were small and they would just explode.
And what did you break them with?
A bat.
Uh-huh. And did you come down on them, or did you hit them across?
We figured it out because it's all on a trash can. And so you can either hit it against the wall or you can hit down. I found it was more satisfying to hit down.
Yeah.
Because hitting across, it doesn't break immediately. It then goes to the wall and then it breaks.
Yeah,
Whereas if you want to kind of be fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah, it was very satisfying. I felt I felt really excited afterwards. I felt very grounded. I'm going to become the intern there.
When Boy Goes on Tour, you and I can.
I would like that. You meet Brian Safi.
You meet Brian Safi.
My torso was so long, I almost didn't fit into the jumpsuit. It was amazing. It was full camel toe. I fully almost didn't fit in.
I unfortunately have to go.
Okay, we're going to go. Guys,
100 podcasts.
Tana.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Debbie.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to see you.
I love you. I'm glad we're doing this.
Me too. I'm going to have to write a song for Josh if Josh is going to come.
Wow.
I might improvise it on the spot so he can see my lyric. I can freestyle. That it might be 8 Mile. I'd be
You really want to make it pretty impressive.
I want to be will you write a song for my band?
Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Maybe I should. He hire you?
I could audition a song. I could audition a 21 Pilots song for his song.
Dude, I have a thing that I want to show you. Do you happen to know their song called Jumpsuit?
I might. If you play it for me, I might.
I can play this whenever you leave. You don't have to do this. But my friend did this, which is an acoustic version. Jumpsuit is pretty intense of a song, and it's incredible. And it actually just got nominated for a Grammy or something. But my friend did this version.
Oh my, this makes me so happy. I feel soothed right now.
This is you.
I actually feel really good right now.
It's so funny.
I love your friend.
It's there's a point at the end of the song where he screams, but he just changes it to cute little jumpsuit.
I love this so much. I love your friend. Maybe we could do a collab on an album.
You guys would be incredible.
Yeah, we really would be. I'm going to quit acting. Let's go to music. Oh, my God. Did Josh love it?
We were howling laughing. Yeah. Because he would just do – he would just change it. He would be like – I want a pantsuit to cover me. A pantsuit to cover me. So then he just sent us that and we were losing. Anyway. It's you. It's you in dude form.
I can't wait to meet him.
Josh and I got matching tattoos in each other's handwriting.
Can I see?
Yeah. And actually, no one in the world knows where it is, so I'm going to show you.
Okay, we won't tell anybody. Oh, what does it say?
It says dude.
Oh.
Oh.
That's cute. Yeah.
He's the right guy for you. It's
and like, I was like, I gotta go.
I gotta get out of here. Anna, before you leave, can I try on your turban? Debbie, I love you.
I love you.
Katie, I love you.
I love you.
Anna, I love you. I can't wait to go to Mykonos.
Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
How, if we went for like 3 nights or 4 nights, that would be easy. If we went for like 4 nights, we
and
fly
like a
in
tight month.
Four nights, because like by the time you fly in, you'll have like 2 solid good nights. Where you're
I
not
have a
totally
feeling
jet
there
lag.
Is no like the sense of time in Mykonos.
No,
regardless, yeah, there's no jet lag because I don't think things start until 10 p.m. Like we're fine. We'll
oh my god,
fine.
I'm such a night owl. Oh my god, I'm such a night owl. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
By the
god.
Way, like. I would love to go on vacation with you. I think it would be so fun, but I like will not go to Lindsay Lohan's beach house. I just want to like, I just want to say it. Right now. Okay, I gotta get out of here.
Okay, okay. You guys, thank you for listening, and we'll see you in San Francisco. Oh. Bye.
Bye.
Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.